With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday. Welcome in, everyone. You know, is it Delawareans, or I always say Delawareans? Which one is preferred? Well, Lorraine Witzke is a Republican candidate running against Chris Coons, your next attorney general, maybe, or senator, or not. She joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 to see what's going on in Joe Biden's Delaware. Lorraine Witzke, welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm running for U.S. Senate against Chris Coons.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. What is it like running in this atmosphere, though, of Joe Biden being in the basement? Is that a distraction for you during this period of time?
You know, the whole COVID-19 crisis, I think everybody knows now we're at a point. At first, they said 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Now the Democrats have seen an opportunity to steal our elections. They want to keep people fearful and in their homes. I think the vote by mail, the whole scheme that they have implemented in Delaware, it is just to rig and steal our elections because they know that they put up a president or an option that is cognitively declined. Yes, Joe Biden has stayed in his basement and has rarely come out. Actually, he came out just long enough to shake hands with some rioters and looters after they had destroyed the city of Wilmington. But that's really it. You know, so I find that not much of a distraction. However, it's more of a motivation to keep pushing hard. I've been out shaking hands since January, hosting meet and greets and meeting the people of Delaware as well. So we have a great opportunity to flip a Senate seat this year. And, you know, I'm working hard and I'm going to continue to do it.
Well, Lorraine, what's the biggest issue with Chris Coons? As I said, you know, he used to come on the show and he would pose. His card was the religious card to be, vote on very, very progressive, high progressive rating. And then to say moderate, thoughtful because of the religion card, the prayer breakfast and all that. What's the biggest issue you have with Coons?
Okay, so actually I hopped into this race because actually the opioid epidemic, you know, a lot of my friends have passed away from the opioid epidemic here in the state of Delaware. U.S. Senator Chris Coons has done nothing. And as a Christian, you know, I'm fighting for federal funding for faith-based solutions. He is somebody who has completely turned his back on us Christians. He may be the chairman of the National Prayer Breakfast. He may, you know, host a Bible study at the Senate committee once a week, but, you know, that is not what defines us as Christians. You know them by their fruits, and he is one of the most opposed to the Christian, our values, and our agenda as Christians, the conservative movement. You know, he votes in favor of infanticide. He is not standing up for Christians and he marches with the rioters and the looters. He's the only U.S. senator that actually marched with the rioters and the looters who are now coming after our churches. He marched with Black Lives Matter, who is an organization that is linked to a domestic terrorist named Susan Rosenberg, who runs the thing. And, you know, now they're coming after our churches, and he has remained silent. So when I called Chris Coons a Christian hater, it's true. You know, we know them by their fruits, and he has proven over and over again that he is not with us.
Has he agreed to debate you or no? Is that you're not getting any traction on that?
Not yet. I did get a phone call from the University of Delaware to schedule debates, so we will see. I'm really looking forward to that because Chris Coons has a voting record, and his voting record has proven that he does not care about the American worker, the American graduate, or the American family. He has done everything. I don't think there's an American worker that he has met that he does not want to replace in the workforce. Even during COVID-19, when we had 40,000 or 40 million Americans unemployed, he was fighting to import more foreign workers to displace our workforce. His Senate bill, the S-386, will result in the displacement of hundreds of thousands of U.S. tech workers. When U.S. tech workers were already being displaced in the workforce, he has proven over and over again that he will do anything to put Americans last. And he just has foreign interests, globalist interests, and that is who he answers to. That is who he serves, and that is who is his God.
And I hope that people in Delaware, we're talking with Lauren Witzke. Lauren, I hope they're aware, too, that if Joe Biden, heaven forbid, were elected, I think Chris Coons would leave the Senate and be the attorney general. That's pretty certain, I think.
Okay, I see. Possibly, I'm not really sure. I don't really know what they're up to.
Okay. Well, Lauren, what's your website where people can find more about you and your positions and some of the things going on in Delaware?
Yes. So you can find me at www.laurenwitzke.com. Witzke is spelled W-I-T-Z-K-E.
Lauren, thank you very much. We'll continue as we get closer to September and Labor Day and all the rest. We'll have you back and we'll talk more as this sharpens up. Thank you, Lauren. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.